up that diesel. Let's go diesel.
How do we not blow this?
Is that a bad way to start?
They're not blowing this, man. I got a hard time. I say that because because of the Bears game. If this was the tail end of what we thought was going to be a winning streak, right? So this would have been what? Third game, we would have been like, okay, we about to win three in a row before we play Philly. Then, yeah, we could lose. But I think the Bears game is the reason why I don't think we'll get a flat performance on Sunday. And it's in the division.
That's a valid point. The Giants have just been our nemesis. So they just, anytime we play them, bro, it's like, I mean, people are still always saying, throw the records out, but it's like, literally. Anytime we play the Giants, especially in New York, I mean, last year we finished in a tie up there. Like, it doesn't matter what the record is, when we play them, who's playing, who's out. You can have 10 to 15 players out. It's just, it's always going to be a close game. It's always going to be a battle. I just feel like, as a fan base, don't overlook these guys. I know we're not the ones playing, but it's just like, you cannot overlook any division opponent. I know,
but apparently that's the thing. I don't think anybody's overlooking. Everybody's like you and thinking that we might, you know, they're worried about blowing it.
Cliff, I'm very concerned about Sunday. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's because that is you using, like, what's happened in the past.
For sure.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like this game doesn't really – look, Daniel Jones not playing. It's not saying it's a shoe-in or a guarantee, but, like, I think you're giving the Giants – your people are compensating for what happened with the Bears game by giving the Giants way too much credit going into this game. I get that it's like we got a history with them and we've had some tough games with them, but if they would have to play terribly in order to lose.
I guess I just want to say to that point, Cliff, I feel you, the Bears game is in the back of my mind, but also we watched the Giants play Buffalo the other night. And their defense was playing their asses off. And they played them all the way down to the end. And obviously, we know, as much as we love Sam, he has an issue holding on to the football. And I personally think Week is going to send the house at Sam Howell on Sunday. Now, I'm interested to see how we counter it, but I'm not even
saying
I'm
but really you know, the bar is low. The bar is low when you're a bad team because they're like, well, you played a good game versus the Bills. Yeah, but you lost. You didn't score a touchdown because you stink.
Scored an offensive touchdown in three games, I think.
Yeah, and they scored like one in like the last like five. I hear you. I think I get the concern, but like this feels like the type of game where it feels like the type of situation where in the back of our heads is, you know, what happened a couple weeks ago, and the Giant, like, even in the one, Dan Jones is probably not playing.
Fact.
Right? I mean, they're down to, like, what number of linemen? Like, this is like the Bears game. It's like, they're going to have to beat themselves in order to lose.
Yeah. I'm trying to chime in. That's not beyond them, though. I think
it's not that it's not beyond them. It's just, but you have to beat yourself in order to lose. Like, and that means that you could then play poorly and still win because these are bad teams, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
The only difference is in the Bears game, you were giving up touchdowns left and right. So that's a little different. If we come out here and it's bombs, the chances that we come out here and it's bombs away and they put up 40 is very low.
I don't see that, but I can see a scenario where their defense comes out and gives us a fucking problem. That's my concern. Not even more so saying they're going to do bombs well. I don't think they're built like that. But I can see a scenario where their defense and cause some turnovers, short fields. You know what I mean? Like, there's a scenario where shit don't go right.
Yeah, but this is, I think, honestly, I just think you sound like the negative part of our fan base in this scenario because it's the Giants. You're just giving the Giants a lot of credit.
Well, that, you know, I hate the Giants more than anybody.
The Giants are getting credit for playing good defense when they played like six quarters of good defense. And it's like, well, their defense is back. It's like, why? Because they play, because the Bills no-showed a game? You're giving the Giants credit for the Bills no-showing?
What about, like Corey mentioned, with Martin Dilton Cook summing up, that would definitely give Sam Howell problems when he's already having problems with non-complicated defenses.
But Wink's defense ain't complicated.
Wink's defense was on our ass last year.
Heineke had no problem moving the ball.
Wink is known for doing something that would definitely put a lot of pressure on Sam Howell and cause a lot of sacks. I mean, we done talked about how damaging the sacks were.
But, Paul, we give up sacks every week. So what's it matter? Sacks six times every week.
I'm seeing the game from last year where we had sack fumbles, and you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just playing the other side.
I hear y'all, but like, y'all are giving the Giants, you guys are seem to be talking about the 2022 Giants. This team stinks. And if you come out here and you play a good first half, they're going to pack it in. They're going to get booed, and they're going to stink it up because they stink. I hear y'all. Yes, things could go terribly. There could be sack fumbles. There could be sack fumbles every week. The guy gets sacked every week. So, okay, the Giants got six sacks. Congrats. So did the last team.
But to your point, last thing I'm going to say about it, they might stink, but they've had a tough-ass schedule. They lost to Buffalo, Miami, Seattle, Niners, Cowboys. That's five teams that all potentially could be in the playoffs. And they might have been playing a pancake, you know what I'm saying, schedule. They had some tough matchups, and I don't know. Maybe they might be looking at us like, oh, this is a tough kick, you know what I'm saying?
Also down three scores to the Cardinals.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, they're a bad team. They're very banged up. And the one player that beats us like it's his job, well, because it is his job, probably ain't playing, and Daniel Jones. Am I crazy for saying that I'm more worried about Tyrod than Daniel Jones?
Yes, yes.
Because I was very worried about Daniel Jones.
Hear me out. Because Daniel Jones, yes, he has his best games versus us. But against the other 30 teams in the NFL, he's very much up and down. Like, he could give you a good game. He can give you a stinker. I feel like Tyrod Taylor is not spectacular, but he's steady at least.
What do you mean he's steady? The guy's barely played.
Tyrod Taylor's been in the league for a long time, bro.
He's barely played recently. How many games has Tyrod played in the last 3-4 years?
Look that up for you.
He's barely played. Literally every...
Dude. I think Kai mentioned that. Just throwing that out there.
Wait, who is? Tyrod's 5-0 versus us?
5-1. 4-1, 5-1. Something like that.
You don't give a shit about any of that. You know how bad we fucking were when he was playing? Do y'all hear yourselves?
Cliff, you know how bad we were 2 weeks ago? Come on now.
Nah, because y'all are starting to sound
with
like...
This team.
Dude, they lost a game they shouldn't have lost. Okay? That doesn't mean... Because y'all sound more worried about this game than you were about last week. That doesn't make any sense.
Division games are always toss-ups.
Explain to me how that makes sense. We're playing a lesser team with significant injuries. Y'all are more worried about them than you were about the Falcons.
But that's
y'all spooking yourselves. That's you spooking yourselves. You might not think it is, but that's what that is. You're spooking yourselves.
Get real spooky up, New York.
Like, that's ridiculous. Oh, I'm worried about Tyrod.
You worry about Saquon.
But what is all this worry shit? What about this team as of right now? You can say, okay, they've played a tough schedule. Yes, they've played a tough schedule. They've been non-competitive in most of these games. They have no offensive, right? They're starting Tyrod Taylor. Like, come on. If they lose the game, it's because the team isn't good, period. That's a different conversation.
For sure.
You guys sound concerned like you think the team isn't good. That's all I'll say.
I'll say this. If they lose to the Giants, I would go ahead and tap this year in a bag of rice and call it a day. Put the whole year in a bowl of rice,
worried
bro.
Worried about Tyrod? What do you think the max number of points is the Giants can score on Sunday?
20.
Yeah.
So then what the hell are you worried about? You worried about them scoring 20 points?
Now that you mentioned it, I'm scared that they might lose this joint. I'm not even worried. They would lose because it would be just another Sunday where they lost for me. I've kind of learned to just get through my Sundays and not let them ruin that shit. But I also know if they lose this game, the season's over.
I'm
just playing the other side of it because anytime we always go, we go into a game like, yeah, they're not losing or their team sucks.
Of course they're not going to lose.
It don't always go like that, clearly.
I'm not saying they're not going to lose. I'm saying y'all are talking up the Giants in a way where you're just giving the Giants credit as if we aren't bringing things to the table ourselves.
Oh, we are. No doubt.
Like I'm worried about Tyrod. Okay, Tyrod might make a couple plays. What's that mean?
We worry about Tyrod a little too. We ain't that worried about Tyrod.
I'm worried about
Saquon. I'm gonna be honest with you. And you mentioned it. The kid. What's the rookie receiver name? Like, he can get one over the top.
He can get one over the top. If he goes out there and goes three for one, that's 6 points. That might be the only 6 points they score all game.
We can have a pick. Give me anything. I'm playing the other side, Cliff. Feel me?
Y'all gotta stop playing the other side with these division
this
teams.
This team hasn't
you
given me enough give, confidence in
you
it,
guys
I
give
can't play
the division
side.
Teams we play way too much credit. Y'all did it when we played Philly. Y'all thought Philly was gonna smack us. You guys give the division teams too much credit. Period. And y'all doing it again.
I disagree. And I'm not gonna do that anymore.
What do you mean? Who's better, the Falcons or the Giants?
The Falcons are.
You were. I think you picked us to lose last week.
I did pick us to lose last week.
Right. So you're willing to give credit. You're basically saying, well, it's in a division, therefore, X, Y, and Z. You never know. Toss the record, but that's essentially what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, and I'll take it back to last week. I said last week on this pod that I wouldn't pick them again until they showed me that they could beat somebody with their defense. Right? They did. Desmond Ridder was a disaster last week, but I also think that both the quarterbacks that could potentially face us on Sunday are better than Desmond Ridder.
But they don't have more talent than the team we just faced. Offensively, they don't have the same offensive line. They don't present any of the same problems.
How about their defense?
How about their defense? Their defense is okay at best. At best, okay. Like, what are they getting credit for? Because they, like, why aren't we like, why did the Bills play so terribly?
I'm feeling you on that, no doubt.
Okay, their defense is playing better. Dude, we know what's going to happen with our offense. We're going to get sacked. We're also going to move the ball. Like, I don't say it like it's – no, I don't say it like it's glib. I say it like, what are we talking about here? You're basically saying, like, the way we would lose this game is if our offense incredibly underperformed because we're playing against a team that struggles on offense. That's all. Like, I just – you guys give the divisional teams a lot of credit. Like, that's, I think that's just in the trend of the pod. And like, you guys talked up the Eagles going into that Eagles game. You would have thought we were facing the fucking Monstars.
I mean, how could you not talk up the Eagles? They were in the fucking Super Bowl, Cliff. What you mean?
Yeah, but y'all were talking them up like they were better than the team that we had just faced. That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all were talking up the Eagles like they were better than the Bills. This time, we're talking up the Giants like they're better than the Falcons. We just got – I'm removing the names from it. We owe them one. Right? Like, what about our side of this? They stink. They're 1-5. All right. We already lost to a team that was winless. This is a team that knocked us out of the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they did.
We have a lot to bring to the table in this game that makes it so that, like, I feel like in the NFL, obviously they're divisional stuff, but when you're playing against a team that's not that good, you got to beat yourself in those games. That's not to say we're not capable of doing that, but, like, come on. We're like, oh, what about their defense? What about Saquon? It's like, well, I've seen them in the other games. So, sure, there are some things they bring to the table, but what about what we bring to the table? Also, fuck the Giants. I'm not giving them any fucking credit.
It's a big fuck the Giants. You know, y'all know how I feel about them. I despise them. We owe them. I'm with you on that, Cliff. I guess history has just shown me, like, when it comes to these moments and we have to take a trip up New York and get a win, it usually doesn't end well. But
that's not necessarily true. I don't think that's necessarily been true because the Giants have been pretty bad.
How many wins have we really won? How many games have we really won in New York recently? Let's be honest.
I can tell you. Hold on. I'm going to go back to – what year should I go back to? The year 2000?
Whatever. Just pick one because I know it ain't been many.
All right, I'm just going to rattle them off from the year 2000. All right? Hold on a second. This is a great podcast.
But what is this year 2000? Can we go to the last 5 years? 6 years?
Right.
What the hell? Dude, we've sucked. Okay. We lose everywhere.
So, 2013, you lost there in 2013. You lost there in 2014. You won there in 2016. 2015, you lost there too. You won there in 2016. You lost there in 17. You won there in 18. You lost there in 19 and 20. And you won there in 21. So it's been like 50-50. Hasn't been that bad.
It's been 50-50 because Dave stunk. Like, they have not been good, guys. So this idea that, like, when we go up there, we just lose every time. It's like, no, we have had shitty teams that have gone up there and lost because those teams lose everywhere. They didn't lose because they were playing in New York. They would have lost that game if they had played it in fucking Canada. Like, we've had some bad teams that didn't win anywhere they played. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't special to the Giants.
For sure.
And the Giants have been ass for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's like 50-50. It ain't. Nah, they don't smoke us every time up there anymore. The Tiki Barber years, like, I bet the 2000s, we were getting smoked up there. The 2000s, we were up there getting smoked.
Oh, my God.
There's so many CDs up there. Jesus.
$1.50 from Dedrick Ward and Brandon Jacobs.
Yeah, we took some, in the Eli era, we took some beatings up there.
Did we ever?
We took some serious beatings up there.
Yeah, I'll never forget the one in 04 when they put 36 on our hands. That was ugly. 36 nothing. Was that 05 or 06?
What was it? The year that they? It was the year that they did.
It was the year
the mayor stopped. I think mayor died.
Where mayor died on, like, on a Friday, and they smoked us on a Sunday morning. Or something.
Absolutely. I remember that. Tiki ran all over us. Like, that's a different time, guys. Okay, I hear you.
Wish Daniel Jones was playing, man, because he's fucking owned us. And the fact that he actually stinks and finds a way to constantly beat us. It's just so frustrating. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to complain about Tyrod being. I would have loved to whoop his ass on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. But, look, they're going through a rough season, man. Like, their season is potentially on the verge of being, like, what's going to happen next year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they go 1-6. It's over for this year. I mean, you think that they would lose faith in Brian Dable that fast, or are you referring?
They lost faith in Joe Judge.
I mean, they did.
No, that franchise has been a mess, man.
Yeah, it has been. I mean, low key, like, I think they had the third most losses in the past 10 years. People don't think about that. It was like, mm-hmm. Oh, the Giants stink. No, they stink. They're worse than us.
Yeah.
Is Darren Waller gonna get loose on Sunday? Cause I was worried when I saw him getting a lot more targets versus the Bills. Like, damn it, this man's coming around right when we come play his ass. This man about to get his sea legs and shit.
Killer Cam Curl, man. Jamin Davis, step up. We got bodies for that.
Titans haven't really hurt us that much this year, right? Not yet.
No, they haven't. Shoot. The line is banged up. I could say everything I want about Jalen Hyatt. I could say what I want about Darius Slayton or Wendell Robinson or Barkley or Waller, their line is banged up, man. Who was on with Kime today? It was one of their beat reporters. Anyway, he said that if we can't get home with four, then we don't deserve to win the game. I think his exact words were, if we can't get home with four, then it's a wrap for our season.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're starting – who are they starting on Sunday? Neil's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think whoever Marcus –
I thought Neil was out.
McKeith, Neil might be out. I think Neil's out and his backup is out and Andrew Thomas is out.
Yeah.
Their starting left tackle might be the guy they just got from Philly, the practice squad, Tyree
Phillips.
Nah,
it's Justin Pugh.
Oh, that's right. Pugh is starting. So Tyree Phillips would be on the right side then.
Who did you say they lost somebody today, right? My fault.
They lost somebody today.
They lost Lemieux.
What's my man's name?
It was the guard,
yeah,
I think.
Shane Lemieux. He's a backup.
Oh, Lemieux, yeah.
They had Mark Glowinski starting at left guard and somebody named Marcus McKeithen at right guard. Who are the – oh, Tommy Davidson boys. Who are these niggas?
Who are these niggas?
But they signed somebody from the Philly practice squad,
yeah,
yesterday. He was with the Giants last season, and I think he's probably going to start at right tackle if Neil's out, because Neil is backed up by Matt Peart, who's also out.
So
how disappointed would you guys be if the D-line didn't dominate on Sunday?
I would be very disappointed. I can't even front. You should whoop their ass on Sunday, at least up front. But, you know, I said the same thing on the Bears, so I'm going to reserve my mm-hmm. score until I see how they actually perform.
Yeah, but listen, the Bears game, you got cooked by a receiver and QB tandem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you were giving up big plays. Someone went absolutely off. This is not the Bears game. Like the way we would lose this game is not like the Bears. We knew going into that Bears game, even though it's Fields and they've been struggling, that there was a world in which Fields could go crazy and we lose. That wasn't mm-hmm. like out of the realm.
Damn if he didn't go crazy.
I feel like on Sunday, the only thing that could hurt us is turnovers. But that's every fucking week.
I mean, that's you're right. You're right about that. You're right about that. You want to talk about their defense real quick? Because the way that Bobby Okereke was playing last week, that made me worried. I was not worried about the defense until I saw what it did against the Bills, man. And Cliff, you're right. We should be talking about how the Bills, just no-showed a week after they kind of no-showed in London versus Jacksonville. Although they were banged up in versus Jacksonville, which is fair. I mean, their defense looked good, man. And I hadn't even peeped how your man Deontay Banks said has just a good rookie year. I hadn't really been paying attention to him that closely, but he's balling, right?
Yeah, he's playing well.
Thibodeau finally got a sack, but I don't think he's having that good a year, man. They're really strong up front with Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence, but I mean, the rest of their defense is just a few guys I like, but I don't know, man. It was yet last week kind of the exception to the rule, or do they just think and they were playing out of their minds last week?
Personally, for me, I just think they got dogs on that defense. And I think they're just finally starting to put it together. I mean, they're not talked about a lot, but Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams, last time I saw Cosby go up against a dog, he was a turnstile when Fletcher Cox was spinning his ass around. So I'm a little worried about him and Sadiq too. And obviously, we saw what Thibodeau did last year versus us, man. I know he's been a little quiet this year, but some teams, some players, they see us and their eyes light up. So, yeah.
I don't know, man. They don't cook up something different, man. Cliff, please pump me off this ledge.
I'm not talking you guys off ledges. Why are you guys giving the Giants so much credit?
I'm not. This is me specifically giving Wink Martindale credit. Giving him.
Yeah, I'm more thinking about Wink. I think Wink gonna come up with a good game plan. That's all I'm thinking. I just wonder how we gonna counter it. That's all.
What about the other weeks? Where was his game plan? Like, why is it
the team that's been having a quarterback get sacked 5-6 times a week though?
But our quarterback gets sacked by every team, so you don't gotta be a genius to sack our quarterback.
Exactly. So with that said, we played Atlanta last week. They were last in the league in sacks. They doubled that shit up. Now we going up against Leonard Williams,
okay.
Dexter
Double
Morris,
your number.
Thibodeau.
Great. That doesn't mean you're going to beat us. Think about it. We give up sacks every week to everyone. Okay, so you can get your 6 sacks. It doesn't mean you won the game. We give up 6 sacks every week. So you get so congrats. You're gonna probably have your season high in sacks. That'll probably happen. That'll probably happen.
Oh shit.
So did the last team. So did the team before that. For the team before that, you know. What about our team? Are we gonna have our season high in sacks?
I hope so.
If this was flipped and we were facing that D line that you're talking about, and our O line was basically off the street, you would say we have no chance to win.
Facts.
That's all I'm saying to both of y'all. If this was flipped, you'd be like, "Well, what's it matter? We got random. We got random guy. We got fucking
Nick Martin.
Who was that old left tackle we used to have? He used to be a swing tackle for us.
Insecki.
Yeah, we're starting Insecki, who we just signed up the street. Right. He's 39 years old. Like, come on.
Oh shit.
It would be very disappointing if this team didn't win on Sunday. Period. They should win this game. It doesn't mean they're going to win. This is the NFL. Obviously, nothing's guaranteed. I would actually be concerned, like I said, if they were on a two-game winning streak, they had beaten the Bears, they had sort of ran through the Falcons. They don't think they played that well versus the Falcons.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
Right? So, like, everything points in the direction of them coming out there and handling their business. It might not be pretty, but I think they're going to get the W. I think it's more like, can you guys play a full game?
Right.
Both sides of the ball.
I'll say this. First quarter, I know what's going to happen. Like, if they come out flat, like they did versus the Bears, I already know that they're probably going to get shit canned. I just have that feeling because they do this shit often with teams that they should probably beat or not as talented as them. But like you said earlier in the pod clip, I think that they know that they can't come out and shit the bed again. Mm-hmm. It'd be bad for all of them if they came out and shit a bed. Like, you can't lose two times in 3 weeks to a team with a combined one win. Can't do it.
Yeah.
And you can't lose to these guys.
Yeah.
You owe them.
Can't do it. Not after last year.
You do owe them. Yep. And they were very, very loud about their wins last year.
Oh, yeah.
Giants fans have been extremely chatty on whatever Elon got it, the joint called now. But, yeah, they've been real, real chatty on that joint. Mm-hmm. I think I had said this before, like how like the Giants have now passed like at least like the Ravens and even probably the Cowboys for teams that I hate most. Because the fans are just so buns. I just can't stand these niggas, man.
And I feel like we haven't had a stretch versus them. Like, and I know y'all mentioned earlier that they haven't been dominating us. But like, I feel like there was a point in time when we played the Eagles. Like, we was going back and forth with Philly. We've had our moments with Dallas. I don't know. I just feel like the Giants, we haven't had a stretch where we've actually, you know, whooped their ass. And I would just love to have a stretch like that.
I think the problem is we have lost to the Giants in some big spots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's been the tough part.
Kirk 2016.
Yeah. Like, we've lost to them. We've lost to them in some big spots late in the year.
Yep.
In situations where it was like, we should have won that.
Just devastating. Almost.
Yeah. Just some tough L's, man.
Jesus. Yep.
Dog, remember the joint 2012 when Griff dropped that dime to Santana on the flag route, and then Madudu Williams just let Victor Cruz go for 80?
Yep.
Salsa dance on us. Cha-cha, nigga.
And then 2016 was the worst. That was
worst of it. Still not over that one.
I can't believe that. I could not believe that.
And you still hear about that shit from Giants fans, you know?
Like, they don't let that shit go.
Yeah. So. Throwing the ball to Maurice Harris. Back shoulder fade. I'm throwing it every time, coach.
Oh, my
God. Isn't that what he told Jay?
Sure was.
He also told him that it was windy.
Throwing that ball every time.
And you know for a fact he was calling him Jay. He wouldn't call him coach. He was like, Jay, it was windy.
Unbelievable.
Let's get this fixed. I hear
your concerns. I just got a hard time. it would say a lot about the team, the coaching staff, the players. It would go opposite of everything we thought about this team going into the season. If they managed to come out here after an embarrassing loss 2 weeks ago, in a scenario like this where you could get to 4-3 and lose to a team that's 1-5, I'd be very surprised. Not to say I'm not saying it can't happen. I think this is one of those weeks where people complain about the way the win. They complain about the style points more than anything.
Leave that prediction, man. Where are you at with it?
27-17, Commanders.
Mm.
Boy, you want me to
take, the hot take will get the Dotson touchdown.
Hey, let's go, Dot. Come on, Dot.
Like that.
I'm with you, Cliff. I think we're going to get the win. I'm just being a little nervous fan here on a Thursday. I'm going 23-10, Washington. Hot take. Chase Young gets 2.5 sacks and a forced fumble.
Wow. Nigga, I wish I could show you my screen right now because I type notes while I'm podcasting. I literally wrote down Chase Young, 2.5 sacks is my hot take. Because Giants fans have also been very chirpy about Chase Young. They've been louder than some of our own fans about how Chase Young hasn't lived up to the hype because they always say, oh, Andrew Thomas is Chase Young's daddy and this and that. I know Andrew Thomas is not going to be out there on Sunday, but I believe that Chase got something for y'all on Sunday to finally show you Giants fans that can't keep his name out of y'all's mouth why he was second overall pick in 2020. So my score is I'm gonna go 24-13, Commanders, good guys. I'm gonna pick them to win. Corey, I'm gonna just echo what you said. Chase Young, big game. You said 2.5 sacks. Give me 2 sacks. Let's have a nice little well-rounded game for Chase. He actually reintroduces himself to the division. 2 sacks. Let's get pass defended, forced fumble, and give me a couple tackles for loss. Boom.
Let's get it.
Hey, if he does that on Sunday, then 24-13 might be a little bit generous. Let's not. I know this is going to be a very stark change from what I was saying earlier, but it'd be nice to blow them out. If we beat these niggas by like 30, that'd be amazing.
That would be shocking.
It would be shocking, but I'm not saying it's outside the realm of possibility. And I also wouldn't be one of those folks that's like, oh, well, all their people are hurting and Daniel Jones and it's like, I don't give a damn. I don't give a goddamn. Yeah. Beat them by 100. Run up the score.
Don't care who's on that field.